This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. We are sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my trusted co-host today, have my producer, a 30-year radio man, Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning, you guys. How are you? Actually,
doing fantastic.
Good afternoon, you guys.
Yeah, and I want to welcome my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
Always excited.
Yeah.
Thank goodness she is back. I should say thank goodness she is back. It was a great show last week, but not as good.
Yep.
And I quickly want to thank Tammy. She brought me in a shirt that she really doesn't know how much this means because I collect Stooges memorabilia.
The Three Stooges. You're a big fan, aren't you?
And I love Shemp.
Yep.
And I love all of them, but I got a Shemp Happens shirt, and it made my day, so I cannot thank you enough. This is special. This is great.
Love the Shemp Happens shirt.
And I love Shemp.
You look like Curly, but you love Shemp.
Right, exactly. Awesome. That is true.
Messes with people a little
yes.
bit. And that's a total Three Stooges thing right there.
See? That's yep. it.
Well, and usually the Stooges are a total guy thing, but Tammy's one of the few women that actually likes the Stooges.
Oh, see, she just went up higher.
Yes,
Jill,
she
too.
Did.
Now, do you want to hear a true story?
Sure.
There was two girls in college that I was smitten with. And it was getting...
At the same time?
Serious. No. I wouldn't...
Okay.
No. So you get to that point, you know, where you're starting to...
Like, which one do I really like?
Ask things. No. It wasn't at the same time.
Oh, okay.
The question got, do you like the Stooges? Oh, that's the most disgusting, stupid...
Done.
Because I know I'm a Stooge. No, I swear. And if you don't... So there was two of them that I was really getting along with good, and I asked that question over two. So thank God I found Jill.
If the Stooges right, are annoying man. To them, then you're going to be annoying
oh,
to them.
So you I wasn't get kidding. Out. I get wasn't out. Kidding. I'm like, if you don't like them, then you might as well. We might as well break it off because this will not work.
So Tom, did you do anything for St. Patty's Day Parade?
You know what? Jill and I went out and had a good dinner, but no.
We went to the Cottleville Parade.
Oh, I forget about that each year.
It's amazing how big that's gotten. I mean, that is a massive event.
I heard that's
now.
Awesome. Next year, remind me of that. I'm
you
there.
Come out.
That's
okay.
really cool.
Yeah, brought the whole family out there. It was cool. Very, very good event.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
parade
fun.
Rule.
Tammy's been spending a lot of time on remodeling lately. We bought this foreclosure a few years ago, and we're just now really kicking in and doing a lot of work to it, you know, the house that we live in.
Neat.
Tammy designed the bedroom for our son in the basement, and tell him about your industrial theme.
Yeah, I went with the industrial theme, and we did the tin on the walls. Garrett and Doug both were like
roofing tin.
Yeah, roofing tin.
On the walls.
And Garrett and Doug were both like, I don't know about that. I can't, you know, we trust you, kind of. That's what that means. So the visual, now that it's complete, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Looks really good.
Very cool project.
Very cool. So there's added touches I got to do yet, but, you
man,
know.
Man, did you hear that? She built the room. That's all I'm saying. That's awesome, my friend.
Well, that's the wife that wanted, for Mother's Day, one of the chop saw.
I told that to Jill, and she goes, that's my kind of girl. I go, I know, man.
All right, so let's transition this into some real estate here.
Right.
Because there's been some interesting real estate news. You know, we can look at it on a micro area in St. Louis and then nationally. Property flips. Okay, this is an interesting article I saw said that two St. Louis areas were in the most profitable zip codes in the entire country when it came to flipping properties. And this was an analysis of the fourth quarter 2014. So two of our zip codes were in the top 10. So this is pretty impressive. So first one here, 63139. Okay, that's around the Dogtown area, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that was number two in the country as one of the most profitable zip codes for flipping properties.
Okay.
And then 63116, which is down in like the that's down in South City, like Tower Grove area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yobivo Mill, Dutchtown, just down in South City. So that was like number nine on the list in the country. So that's pretty impressive.
Making the top ten.
Amazing.
There.
Yeah, making the top ten.
Now,
though,
what's that mean, Doug? Mm-hmm. Overall, I'm throwing out a big question here, but if there is a lot of flipping, does that mean money's moving and things are going in the right direction?
Okay, so let's talk about what it took to make the list first. Okay. I think they had to have, let's see, what was the minimum on this for the number of flips they had to have? On the list, they had to have 18 flips during the quarter to be able to make the list, okay,
wow,
as the minimum. So what that means, so first off, let's take the 63139 zip code.
Okay.
The average price on these flips was $9,000 was what they bought it for.
What they bought the home for.
Okay. Right.
They bought it, the average was $9,000.
Right. And then the average turnaround price, they made a gross profit of $14,750.
So to go in detail with that, though, the amount of money that they spent could have been $30,000, $40,000.
Unlikely, though, they're not going to turn around and sell it. If they bought it for nine, the only way, like when they're pulling statistics like this, they cannot see what somebody, you know, what the improvements were. So, but they can see what they sold it for, and that's where they're taking that gross profit. So,
mm-hmm.
Right. So if they're buying it for nine and selling it for roughly, you know, $23,750, that's a pretty low price to sell it for. So they're not going to do much work for that. I bet they're going to turn around as a quick flip that somebody bought some properties right down in 63139.
Right.
But answer your question, Tom. You asked, what does this mean? So, you know, first off, to make this list, here's when I analyze this, what would it take to make the list? Well, one of the things I think it would take to make the list is you have to have an older area, so you have to have properties that are going both directions.
Okay.
You have some that are degrading to create a distressed sale, and some that are, you know, there's a market for an improved property to actually get a pretty decent price. So you're not going to get it in St. Charles County. You're not going to get it in any of the newer areas to see flip prices.
I see. Okay.
A range like this. And then I'd also say you need probably a low to moderate income area, because it's the lower income people that are going to have, they're going to tend to get foreclosed on more often, tend to have more short sales. So that, you know, but you need the moderate income to be able to come back and buy these homes.
Right.
And, you know, and be able to show this type of profit.
Well, that's how neighborhoods start to
change. Right. It is how neighborhoods start to change. And that's where people that are doing flips out there, I think they are good for the market, you know, because you can't, if you take a distressed property, Tom, if you take especially one of these $9,000 properties, you don't buy a property in Dogtown for $9,000 unless it is a rat trap.
Gotcha.
Okay, so a normal buyer can't come in there because it's not in good enough condition to get a residential loan, and there aren't enough rehab loans out there for a normal person to buy it. So a flipper has to come in and buy it and get it up to a livable standard to be able to sell it. So that is good for the neighborhood.
Sure.
Right. And most of the banks are going to sell these properties as is. They're not going to do the repairs.
Right.
So you need an investor to come in,
that's more
either as a cash buyer. Right.
Okay.
They either need to be a cash buyer, or they need to be, you know, have a line of credit from a bank where they can come in and not have to qualify based on the house being already in move-in condition. So next stage of that is that nationally in the fourth quarter, because those were the same numbers we're analyzing, property flips are down to a four-year low.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so according to RealtyTrack, the year-end 2014 U.S. home flipping report, 136,269 U.S. single-family homes were flipped in 2014. Okay, 5.4% of all the single-family home sales during that were flips, which is the lowest share since 2011. So what that tells me is that the number of distressed properties is decreasing. Okay, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we should give a flip.
Yeah, well, who gives a flip? Nice, Tammy.
Good
one.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we give a flip?
We should, apparently.
Let's flip a coin on that one. All right. So
it just helps our neighborhoods and brings our investments up.
Well, and it's a sign that the economy is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that housing is coming back strong when you start to see the number of foreclosed properties go down. So that's definitely
makes sense.
Definitely a good sign. One of the other things I see in the real estate market when you look at the inventory of homes for sale in St. Louis, it's at a 10-year low right now. Okay, so at the end of last month, actually, this was at the end of January, there were 4,873 active listings on the market in St. Louis and St. Charles County, which is the majority of the metro area, live in those two counties. So that's the lowest inventory of homes they've had in over 10 years. So
does that calculate out to? What does that mean? So if it's low inventory, then that means I can sell my house for more if I'm out on the market?
Yeah, so if there's low inventory, it means there are fewer homes on the market. Mm-hmm. There are not enough homes on the market right now for the number of buyers there are. Mm-hmm. So you look at the new household formations, they have to find mm-hmm. a place to live. Get out of the parents' basement. Okay, we just had a home buying seminar, and there was a mom that came with a daughter, asked, okay, what's your time frame for needing to buy? Because usually they have a lease ending or something. She's
mom
like, May.
Mom probably had a different answer.
her answer was May, and I said, why? And she pointed over at her mom. Her mom's kicking her out. Yeah, you're 36 years old. It's time to get out of the basement.
Yes.
So when we look at the inventory of homes being this low, mm-hmm. it's a good indicator that home prices are going to continue to go up in the St. Louis area. There are not enough properties out there for people to buy.
Got it.
So interesting stuff. I think that we're definitely seeing it continue to improve. And at Cornerstone Mortgage, we are seeing a lot of traffic. So many home buyers out there, and they tend to come to us because they know that we're going to end up giving them really good deals, and just helping people fulfill that American dream. And we also find some creative ways to help people sell their homes too. So if you want to find out more information on that, reach out to me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. Look up, you can send us a contact form on there, and I can reach back out to you and set up a time to talk. So coming up, have you heard of TSS? It's a new disease, and we're going to find out if you have it. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.